Shema Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel, that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, The Seed and the Dream, was written by Morton Wishengrad and is presented in commemoration of the Theodore Herzl Centennial Year.
Yes? What do you want?
Excuse me for troubling you. My name is David.
Well?
Perhaps you do not understand. I am Benjamin David.
What about it?
Didn't they tell you?
Didn't who tell me what?
You were living in my house.
Oh, none of that, my friend. This house belongs to me. I paid the Germans 60,000 marks for it. I've got a bill of sale.
You bought my house from the Germans?
That's right. I bought this house during the occupation. They sold it to me.
But they sold what wasn't theirs to sell, nor yours to buy.
My own house was bombed. A man has to have a place to live, doesn't he? The 60,000 marks was everything I had. Do you have 60,000 marks?
No, I don't. Even if I had, why should anyone pay for what is already his?
You people certainly have a problem.
I don't like to be a problem.
Well, that's how war is.
Yes, you're right, sir. Only for you, the war seems to have stopped.
I wish I could help you. But you know how it is.
I know. I want you to know I don't have any grievance against you.
You're a generous man, Mr. David.
Am I? Well, perhaps it's easier for people who have nothing to be generous. Good day, sir.
Good day to you, Mr. David.
Benjamin David.
Yes.
Which road do you travel?
Any road, no road. What difference does it make?
I shall travel with you.
Thank you. Who are you, please?
My name is Theodore Herzl.
You mustn't mock me, sir. I can stand a good deal, but not to be mocked.
Still, my name is Theodore Herzl.
Theodore Herzl is dead.
Then don't draw away. Only the living can harm you.
Dead or living, what's the difference? What's the use?
Stop pitying yourself. Self-pity is a misfortune worse than persecution.
What else have I left?
A memory, Benjamin David. 2,000 years of fire. If you are iron, you will immerse yourself in that fire and come out steel.
Very well, Theodore Herzl. I own a memory.
Yes. And something else besides. A hope. And between memory and hope stands the deed.
Yes. Tell me, Theodore Herzl, what is the deed?
Can you hear him, Benjamin David? He sings the promise of Zion, the prophecy of Ezekiel, the daily pledge of the prayer book. It is a dream which sprouts like green grass between cement stones. From under the twisted girders of broken cities it emerges. It rises on the four winds, Yes, even between the aisles of the graves of Germany and Poland, the dream breathes. Behold, I will open your graves, saith the Lord, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. They will tell you it is a myth. Do not believe them. For if you will it, it is no myth. Take it in your hand like a seed and entrust it to the soil. Let the dream become the seed of projects. And if today it is not bread, it will become tomorrow's bread. Benjamin, David, my living brother, I see a land of the seed and the dream. Sunlight and open cities and workers in the field, where Israel no longer is a sorrow, but instead a song. Benjamin David, how does a dream begin? In sleep. On a day in the year 1895, I, Theodor Herzl, Paris correspondent for the Neue Freie Presse of Vienna, author, playwright, man of the world, was fast asleep. And on a day in January, I stood on the parade grounds of the École Militaire and beheld four soldiers conduct a man called Dreyfus before his commanding general.
Captain Alfred Dreyfus, you will hand your sword to the officer of the day.
A prisoner's sword, sir.
Alfred Dreyfus, you are unworthy to bear arms. In the name of the French Republic, I degrade you from your rank.
I, Alfred Dreyfus, solemnly swear that you are degrading an innocent man.
Officer of the day, let the sentence be carried out. Break his sword. Tear away his insignia.
Yes, sir.
Tear it away, but I am no traitor. In your hearts, you know I am no traitor. You have sentenced me because I am a Jew.
Then go on, the Jews! Hand
them all! Hand every single one of them!
That was a shout, my brother. A shout to awaken the sleepers. This was happening in the most civilized country in Europe. This was happening in modern, republican, enlightened France. And Austria was not modern, and Germany was not republican, and Poland was not enlightened. Pain, Benjamin David, is a process of education. The tear falls, and it is a peculiar juice. For where it falls, the soul arises. I could sleep no more, my brother. The night was long, and I was full of tossings to and fro. My flesh was clothed with worms, and I was consumed in the fire I did not create. I addressed a letter to the greatest Jewish philanthropist in Europe, and Baron Moritz de Hirsch answered, and I went to speak to him.
I've admired your work, Mr. Herzl.
Thank you, Monsieur le Baron.
Oh, it is not an idle compliment, Herzl. You have a deft touch. What I admire about your plays is their lightness and sophistication.
Monsieur le Baron, I didn't come to discuss my plays.
Oh? Well, what did you come for?
To propose a solution of the Jewish problem in Europe.
Very admirable. Is there a solution?
Yes. A publicly recognized, legally secured homeland in Palestine.
My dear man, you're on the wrong track. The poor among our people need to be provided with work, food, clothing. That is the solution.
Monsieur le Baron, to be plundered as a Jew and to be protected as a Jew are equally shameful and humiliating.
Possibly. I do not argue with you. But you spin words while I spend millions on philanthropy.
Do you think that you help with your charity?
I think so, my dear Herzl.
No.
You breed beggars, Monsieur le Baron. You bind the lazy poor to the lazy rich.
My dear sir, don't you think you are being rather presumptuous?
No. Your philanthropy is presumptuous. It is a condemnation to apathy, to submission.
Possibly. But your scheme is too simple, too fantastic.
Thank you, Monsieur le Baron. That's what any dream is. Simple and fantastic. Good day, sir.
Good day, my friend.
Baron Rothschild will see you, sir. Come this way.
Won't you sit down, Mr. Herzl?
Thank you, sir.
I've studied your letter very carefully.
Will you go along with my proposal?
I will not.
Why not, sir?
Because I do not like your plan.
Why not, sir?
Mr. Herzl, you cannot build without a firm foundation.
Baron Rothschild, I place this book on your table. What holds this book up?
The table, naturally. That's just what I mean.
That's also what I mean. Little things like an apple or book need a firm foundation to rest on, or else they fall.
Well, Herzl?
Sir, the earth swims in space and does not fall. The secret lies in movement. You cannot steer a ship that does not move, but you can steer a movement.
Indeed. And you want to steer?
Oh, no. That doesn't matter. But someone has to teach our people impatience. 2,000 years are enough. Let the faint-hearted and the doctrinaire continue to drag the chains of servility and degradation.
Herzl, you will forgive me, I'm sure. But I don't understand poetry. I understand tangible things.
I will forgive you, sir, but you do not forgive yourself.
What do you mean?
You tremble at the thought that you may be deprived of your rights, stripped of your possessions. You tremble because you are a special focus of contempt, and because you know that the situation will change only for the worse.
Perhaps, but I do not choose to commit myself.
You commit yourself when you hold yourself aloof. There are no neutrals in this world. I shan't take any more of your time. If you won't see this thing, if Baron de Hirsch won't, perhaps others will.
Herzl, do you always speak in riddles?
No, sir, but if you are untrue to yourself, you must not complain when others become untrue to you.
My dear Herzl, let me give you some advice. Be careful you do not become a fanatic.
No, Baron. A fanatic is a man who redoubles his efforts as he loses sight of his objective. I can never lose sight of my objective. It is the prophecy of Ezekiel, the 31st chapter of Jeremiah, the hot coal branded on the lip of Isaiah. And I will never lose sight of that.
You are this new Tempest of Zion.
If you call me that, Your Majesty, I am.
Why do you come to this citadel of your enemies?
Because you are my enemy.
That's a good answer. Do you expect the German government to assist your Palestine venture?
Yes, Your Majesty.
You are hopelessly naive. Our Jews are convenient for us.
Is that why you persecute them?
Oh, come. The Hohenzollerns are civilized men. We persecute no one. It's merely that our nation is somewhat less civilized.
Yes, Your Majesty?
To be sure. As I say, Our Jews are convenient. A convenient outlet for any resentment against the government. When trouble starts, there are always your people to blame. You'd be surprised how many revolutions it avoids. You see that, don't you?
I'm afraid that I do.
Incidentally, my friend, how do you expect to lead your people to this promised land?
The way Moses led them. With a hymn.
Mm-hmm. Between us, my dear Herzl, you're talking of a flag. And what is a flag? A bit of colored rag, tacked to the end of a stick.
But men die every day for such rags and such sticks.
You are very amusing. I like you, Herzl. I'd even like to help you. Too bad, isn't it? It's impossible. You are really such a great convenience.
Benjamin David, where are you?
Here. Theodore Herzl, listen to the wind. It blows cold.
You haven't understood what I am saying. This is a road to be traveled. Walk further, walk to the end, Benjamin David. The road winds over the borders and beyond the seas to Zion.
A man can't walk a road by himself.
I am with you, Benjamin David.
But you are dead.
In Poland, in France, in Romania, even in Germany, there are some that are not dead.
They might just as well be dead. Homeless, like me, what's the good of it all? To endure, to suffer, to see yourself liberated, and for what? For further misery?
Stop pitying yourself. Get up and march.
I'm too weary.
If you can't march, at least stand. Stand on your feet.
All right, I'm standing. But the wind is still cold.
Face it. Stand into the wind and open your prayer book.
What for?
Benjamin David, I remind you who you are. Open your prayer book and read. On your feet and read the words.
O Lord, sound the great horn for our freedom. Lift up the ensign to gather our exiles. And to Jerusalem, thy city, return in mercy. Rebuild it soon as an everlasting building, and speedily set up therein the throne of David. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who rebuildest Jerusalem. I have finished.
You are not finished. You cannot be abject in prayer. The word is not to be denied. The word, Benjamin David, is Torah Chaim. The living word and the living law that is no longer imprisoned in a book.
Yes, you're right, Theodore Herzl. I shall walk further. Let us go on.
Yes, let us go on. With the words of the daily prayer of Israel again in your ear, let us traverse the bridge from the memory to the hope, from the dream to the seed and the fruit of the seed, and travel as straightforward men. Benjamin David, your progress will be laborious and full of affliction. But prove your courage and your steadfastness, for you cannot repudiate your bond. I took the first step, Benjamin David. In the year 1897, I met with Max Nordau to begin the deed that stands between the memory and the hope.
You're sure about this, Herzl?
We will call a Congress, the first Congress since the dispersion.
They will say you are mad. You are going to publish openly to the whole world that the problem of the Jewish people must be solved by the Jewish people?
Yes, Nordau. A people striving for existence, for honor, for liberty. A people who wish to mount to a higher grade of civilization, to forge an opening for the coming of social justice. Who wish to weave progress for mankind on the loom of their suffering.
You will be opposed, Herzl.
Yes, we will be opposed by our own people. But not by our poor who are naked in their desperation. And no doubt to achieve anything at all is difficult for those who are not a little desperate. Issue the call for the Congress.
The full delegation from the United States.
Good. They can help train us for freedom.
The Tsarist government refuses passports to the Russian delegation.
Tell them to come anyhow.
Romania, Austria-Hungary, and Bulgaria have accepted.
It's shaping up, Nordau. It will be a Congress.
Here's more. Holland, Belgium, the Scandinavian countries, and Palestine.
We have written to the city of Munich, Herzl. Permission to hold the Congress there should come in 2 days.
Has word come from Munich?
Yes. The city of Munich has offered us a hall and has given us welcome.
Good. Nordau will leave tonight to make the necessary preparations.
I think you had better not, Herzl.
Better not, did you say?
Yes. The Jewish community of Munich has just petitioned the municipal government to rescind its invitation.
This is a bad time to joke.
No, it's true. They think it might offend their good neighbors.
But the Bavarian government approves, you say?
Nevertheless, the Jewish community opposes holding Congress in Munich.
Herzl, we can fight anyone but our own people. They must be insane.
Don't be upset, Nordau. These people go to their synagogues every day. They recite the prayer for Zion in God's name. But they mean anything but Zion. It's curious how men will belong to Judaism and fight it at the same time.
What are we to do?
Transfer the Congress to Basel, Switzerland. There's still time, Nordau.
Herzl, I'm remembering what you said to Baron Rothschild. If you become untrue to yourself, you must not complain if others become untrue to you.
Benjamin David, the greatest happiness is to be what a man is. To hide behind no mask. To learn how to honor a man without arrogance. To respect the meaning of past generations and to live with honor. Where are the assimilated Jews of Munich, Benjamin David? Be careful as you walk the road, for you tread on their unmarked graves. The trail is steeped in blood. How many disasters are needed to prove it?
Why do you stop, Theodor Herzl?
I have taken you as far as I can go. It is as far as I went during my life. From here, you must go yourself.
I understand.
Do you understand, Benjamin David? You must, you know. For you are a symbol. And we live and we die for symbols. And the bit of rag that we tie to the stick.
Yes, I understand.
That's good. Remember that before you may come to the land of Zion, you must first come to Judaism.
I shall remember.
Good. Now you are standing. And before a people can march, it must learn to stand.
Theodor Herzl, a wind is blowing. It is your legend.
No. No, it is the voice of Ezekiel and the sentence of Jeremiah. Rachel weeping for her children and the Lord answering, thy children shall return to their own border, for there is hope for thy future. Say to the world, Benjamin David, say it for me and for yourself. Let there be prayers in our synagogues and in the churches also, because all have suffered from an ancient oppression. Let the idea radiate until it reaches the last wretched remnants of our people. Let them awaken from their dull brooding. Let a new content come into their lives. Let the word be repeated. Israel will live again on its own soil and die peacefully on its own homeland. And the world will be enriched by its liberation. He will become a great people. And the world will become greater for his greatness. And that which he seeks, and that which he shall find, will stream out mightily and beneficently upon all mankind.
And now we take great pleasure in presenting Dr. Emmanuel Newman, Honorary President of the Zionist Organization of America and Chairman of the Theodore Herzl Foundation. Dr. Newman.
In this, the 11th year of Israel's independence, 2 million Jews, once buffeted by fate, are now enjoying the fruits of Herzl's vision in dignity and freedom. The 100th anniversary of Herzl's birth will be celebrated in Israel as a great national holiday. For the Jewish state would not be a reality today, but for the statesmanship and creative genius of its prophet and progenitor. And throughout the Jewish world, the day will be observed with reverence and gratitude. Theodor Herzl's claim to immortality is the fact that he, through the power of his dynamic personality, had created the worldwide Zionist movement and has set into motion the forces which brought the State of Israel into being. He foresaw the disasters that would overtake European Jewry. But with the intuition of genius, he also foresaw the triumph of his idea, the Zionist idea. In his diary, one of the most remarkable human documents of all times, there is a passage strangely prophetic. After the first Zionist Congress in Basel, Switzerland, in 1897, Herzl wrote, "At Basel, I founded the Jewish state. If I were to say this today, I would be met by universal laughter. In 5 years, perhaps, and certainly in 50, everyone will see it." Well, exactly 50 years later, in 1947, the United Nations at Flushing Meadow gave international sanction to the establishment of the Jewish state. Herzl was more than the first Jewish statesman of modern times. He had set out to forge and fashion for a people long disunited and scattered a collective will, the will to reshape their tragic destiny. In doing this, Herzl transformed the inner life of his people. And it was this inner moral revolution that found its outward and concrete expression in the form of a sovereign state. It was thus that Herzl, like a modern Moses, led millions of his people from bondage into freedom, from gloom of night into the dazzling radiance of a new day.
Thank you, Dr. Newman. Our Eternal Light drama today, The Seed and the Dream, was written by Morton Wishengrad and was presented in commemoration of the Theodore Herzl centennial year. Cantor Robert H. Siegel sang the liturgical music. Ralph Bell was featured as Theodore Herzl. Others in the cast were Roger DeCoven, Santos Ortega, Leslie Daniel, Theodore Goetz, Dean Lyman Almquist, Guy Repp, and Connie Lemke. This is Vic Roby. Our program was directed by George Voutsas. Portions of this program were pre-recorded. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.